All right, it's 8:41, 57 degrees here in Sheboygan. Rusty Melberg in studio with us.
Good morning, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm doing well, even with the Packer loss today.
That's good.
Yeah, I can handle it, although I did go to bed once things got a little bit out of hand. I just decided... Well,
sleep is more important.
Yeah,
at a certain juncture. Yeah,
especially with what we've got coming up here. Elections 8 days away here, and all this week we've got candidate profiles for the 5 days. And our first profile for the week is Tyler Vorpoggle. He is the Republican candidate for the 27th Assembly seat, and he joins us in studio. Good morning, Tyler.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on, and I really sympathize with the Packer law. It's always a tough Monday morning to get up and get going when they kind of put a stinker up like that. But I guess bye week, and we look forward to which actually the Packers season is kind of set up pretty well for campaigning here towards the end. We had a night game last night, so I could spend the day out and about on the doors, and then the weekend before no games, so the scheduling gods were with the politicians here in Wisconsin, at least.
Well, that's one way to put at it, but a nice segue to yourself here. Let's give you a minute here to talk about yourself a little bit. I mean, who is Tyler Vorpoggle?
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in Plymouth. I live there with my wife, Jenny, and our puppy, Teddy. I graduated from Plymouth High School and went to UW-Green Bay. And after graduating from Green Bay, I had a great opportunity to come back here and work for Congressman Peach Rye in our Fond du Lac district office. And that's what I've been doing for the last 7 years serving as his district director. So kind of heading up our office here in Wisconsin for the last 4 years.
And when it came to the decision earlier this year to run for the office being vacated by Steve Castell, kind of an interesting decision. You know, you have those people who enjoy politics but like to stay out of the limelight, you know, in a position like you've had, helping out. And you have the others who don't mind being the assemblyman or the senator or the congressman. Why the decision to run?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I kind of thought long and hard about it. And then as things kind of started to unfold into Wisconsin, I've always kind of been the behind the scenes sort of guy. That's always kind of really interested me. But then as the political landscape in Sheboygan County started changing, I really sat back and thought, well, we're going to be getting a whole new crop of legislators here in Sheboygan County. Depending on how the congressional election goes, Sheboygan County will have 100% new representation going into the next legislative session. And we've lost a lot of influential legislators that have been there for a long time, served on powerful committees. And I know there's always a little bit of a learning curve, but I just thought, you know, my skills would be best used to be an advocate for Sheboygan County in Madison and make sure that we're still getting our fair shake and being heard and felt that that I could best step up to that role and, you know, be an advocate for Sheboygan County, provide the constituent services that are needed in Madison and just be a great asset for this area.
So your experience helping out with Congressman Petry in his district office, you feel will help if you get elected to Madison?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I have built up a lot of relationships with whether it's local business leaders, leaders, or organizations, community leaders, folks on the school board or city council, whatever. You know, we've worked on issues related on the federal side, and sometimes it's kind of quasi federal state related before. And it seems like people feel comfortable coming to me and hope that they'll feel comfortable coming to me in the future with issues and problems, and we can work to get those solved.
Well, you have been busy the past couple of months because there was the three-way primary in August, which you won, and now you're in the general election facing off against Democrat Scott Heining. How has the campaign been going?
Well, actually, from day one, it's really been kind of interesting. As somebody who's been around politics and, you know, as just even the casual observer, you see there's a lot of negative campaigning going around, and what's really kind of been neat is from the primary up and even through now, and I assume through the general election, I've been able to run a positive campaign telling people what I'm all about, what my ideas are, which has really been kind of refreshing. And I know in the primary and in the general so far, all my opponents have kind of done the same thing. So it's been more of talking about how we can best serve the district rather than why someone shouldn't be considered or kind of doing something negative on somebody else, which has kind of been nice.
Yeah, it either goes one way or the other here. But let's talk about what you are telling voters here, the issues, the positions that you would represent if you get elected. What are you telling voters?
Well, first of all, the one thing I hear, number one thing I hear at the door is people's concern about good paying jobs and just that there's jobs in general. And while I've always kind of subscribed to the theory that government doesn't create jobs, but I do think that, it's individuals and small businesses and, businesses that actually create a job or hire somebody. But one thing I think that in this case, the state government can do is provide a good environment for a job creation, a positive environment for job creation. I was just, I kind of in my debate and also have kind of been regularly pointing to the kind of culture at the DNR since the new administration and the new legislature has taken over. They've seen less actions taken against employers. But when they asked the DNR, well, why has this been happening? The DNR said, well, we're working with the businesses ahead of time so that we can avoid having to take actions against them or create problems for them. So which to me makes sense. Things like the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit, I think, are of humongous value here in Sheboygan County. And we're heavy agriculture, heavy manufacturing. I mean, Wisconsin, those are the top two industries, and I think tourism's the third. But especially in Sheboygan County, we have a lot of both large and small manufacturers who I hope are able to take advantage of that. And we have a lot of kind of the cross-pollinization, as I kind of call it, the agriculture and then also turning that into food, a lot of cheese and whether it be Sargento, Sartori, and on down the line. We have a lot of that, and I hope our employers take advantage of that opportunity. And that's just one thing that, one other thing that helps to kind of create a positive climate for job creation here.
Well, we've been speaking with Tyler Vorpoggle, the Republican candidate for the 27th Assembly District. We got about a minute before we need to step out here. Anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
Well, I just want to say it's been a pleasure to spend the last 6-7 months going around meeting neighbors, reconnecting with old friends. And it's kind of funny when you go around and knock on doors, you really kind of get to learn your family tree and how people know you. But it's really been a pleasure to get to meet all of you. And please, I ask for your vote on November 4th, and hope to be a good representative for the Sheboygan, Manitowoc County area, and hope anyone feels free to contact me in the future.
Well, best of luck to you, Tyler, in a week and a day.
Thank you very much.